The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 132, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to replay a popular episode that we recorded last year explaining Pi Day. Here is a replay of episode 79 titled, What is Pi Day? Now let's get started.
Chances are that you've heard of the mathematical symbol called pi, spelled P-I, not P-I-E, like the kind of pie you eat. The mathematical pi is a Greek symbol for the letter P, which looks like two number ones with a line segment on top horizontally, and is a constant value of the relationship between the distance around and the distance across any size circle. The pi symbol was introduced by William Jones, a Welsh mathematician, in 1706. The approximate value of pi is 3.14, although it's been calculated on computers to more than 22 trillion digits.
You might have heard of pi mentioned in books and movies. One example of a movie is Rain Man. There is also a book called Life of Pi. Pi Day used to be a big deal in my math classroom in the middle school. It was always worthy of a special celebration. Since the value of pi starts with a 3, we celebrate on the third month or March. And since the value of pi is approximately 3.14, we celebrate on the 14th day of that third month.
Another way to think about this relationship is in any size circle is to know that the diameter or straight line that goes across the circle passing through the middle can go around the circumference, which is just the edge of the same circle, approximately 3 times plus a little bit more. My son earned a doctorate degree in mathematics, and he has a lot to say about the value of pi and how it is calculated.
He sure does. Many people may not know that pi is actually an infinite number. 3.14159 dot 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 and so on, which means it goes on forever. But we usually just round it off to 3.14. The cool thing about pi is that this relationship between the distance around the circle compared to the distance across the circle does not change no matter what size circle is measured.
That's pretty cool, Jan. Pi is very useful and is used to find the area and circumference of a circle. Area is the space inside a circle, and circumference is the distance around the circle. In the real world, pi is used by carpenters for building and construction. It's also used for quantum physics, communications, music theory, medical procedures, air travel, and even space travel. Engineers use pi to put a spacecraft into orbit around other planets. To do this, they have to slow down the spacecraft just enough and exactly at the right time for it to get pulled into orbit by the planet's gravity.
Some famous people were born or died on Pi Day. For example, the famous Albert Einstein and actor Billy Crystal were both born on Pi Day. And Stephen Hawking died on Pi Day. Businesses join in the Pi Day celebrations by offering food like pizza for $3.14 on March 14th.
Jan, you mentioned that Pi Day was a big deal in your classroom at school. How did you celebrate with your students?
It was a day-long celebration. First, we had music and sang songs about pi and had an American Idol-type competition. Some students changed the words to their favorite song or made up their own Pi Day songs. We had pies, P-I-E-S, to eat after we measured the distance around the pies with string and yardsticks and then divided by the distance across the pie or the diameter to see how close we could get to the actual value of pi. We also made pi bracelets with different color beads, and each color represented one of the digits in the value of pi up to about 10 or 15 digits. We also had contests to see who could memorize and recite the most digits in pi. And last but not least, we observed a moment of silence on March 14th at 1:59 p.m. to honor pi.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I can imagine that as students celebrate Pi Day, they would have positive emotions about the value of pi and math in general. It definitely sounds like a great way to make math fun.
I will never forget the year that one of our young fifth grade teachers decided to celebrate Pi Day during math class. She brought in a whipped cream pie, and the class chose one person to smash that pie into her face. This teacher invited my class to come and watch, and I got it all on video. I never laughed so hard. The teacher actually brought in a shower cap to her hair to protect it from getting covered with whipped cream. That was a fun time, and my students loved it. Here's a big shout out to Jenna if she's listening.
I'd love to see that video, Jan. You can clearly see that celebrating Pi Day on March 14th will help students to remember the value of pi and will promote positive emotions about pi when it is introduced in the math classroom. That teacher sure made her love students love math.
Yes, she did. Math is all about finding patterns, and this relationship found in circles was actually discovered in ancient times with the Egyptians and the Babylonians. It has been asked if the digits in pi ever repeat. People have known since the 18th century that they will never be able to calculate all the digits of pi because it is an irrational number, or a number that continues forever without any repeating pattern.
I've also seen books written about the dragon pi and circumference the night. These are fun books that incorporate the math vocabulary used for measuring circles as characters in the story. There is Lady Di of Amateur and her son Radius that go on some grand adventures. I know some elementary teachers read these books to their students on Pi Day as an introduction to the special day.
Yes, I have my own personal copies of those books, and I have read them many times. It's all about making math fun. If you would like to find out how you can support your child at home, check out math mini courses on our website at 10minutemath.com. That website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.